call from Hire My Caregiver.
Home care, how can I help you?
Hi, yes, my name is Allison, and I'm just calling regarding some information. I just had a representative from Community Keystone First Health Choices come out and speak with myself and my father-in-law. I am his caregiver, and I was approved to be reimbursed for the caregiving services.
Sure.
She gave me your information, and so I just was moving forward to see if you service our location.
Yeah. We're
in Kitnersville, Bucks County.
Yeah, we do service that area. Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. And then we are looking for 56 hours per week.
Okay.
And then we would like to just know the process and how much it is per hour and stuff like that.
So you said 56 hours. The patient is approved, I believe, for that amount, right?
Pardon me?
The patient is approved for 56 hours per week, right?
That is what when she came today, that's what she's putting in for, and so that's what she is saying that I need to, yeah, so.
Yes. Perfect.
Yes.
Okay, so what is the patient's first and last name?
John Breiner, B-R-E-I-N-E-R.
All right, and what about his date of birth?
August 5th, 1949.
It's a little slow here. Give me just a minute. Something is wrong. Just one minute.
That's okay. Where are you guys based out of?
So we're located in Philadelphia, and we service the surrounding counties, too. And Bucks County is one of them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And there's no need to come to the office. We do everything over the phone and online. We work with Keystone a lot. And
okay.
Yeah.
Are you still there?
Yeah, so sorry, my computer is just so slow today. Just 1 minute.
That's okay. I was like, oh no. That's okay.
Here.
I thought I lost this.
Okay, I got the information pulled up. So I see the patient is approved for the services, which is great, and that's definitely going to help, you know, the starting process to be much faster. So let me just go ahead and get the patient's information, and then I'll transfer you over to an intake specialist, and she's going to guide you further. But it's
sure. Do you know the payment per hour?
Sure. Let me find that out for you. So it depends on how many hours you work for, and we pay overtime, which is time and a half every hour after 40 hours, which in this case it's 16 hours. You'll be getting time and a half per hour.
Okay.
56 hours in Buck County. Okay, I'm just waiting for the pit rate to come up, and meanwhile, I'm going to get the patient's information. Is that fine?
Okay, I'm just going to wait for the pay rate, because the gal that at Keystone First just said to call you to just get the pay rate, and then to just, you know, don't do anything yet until you get the pay rate.
Okay, sure, let me give you the pay rate. Can I put you on a brief hold while I find that out for you?
Yeah, thank you so much.
Okay, sure, no problem.
Hello?
Okay. Yeah, thank you so much for waiting. So we can do a pay rate of $16 per hour, which is a great pay rate.
You said? 15. Okay.
Yeah.
And go ahead, what were you saying?
The plus a time and a half after the 40 hours.
Okay. Great.
Could we go ahead and get the patient in the system? Do you want to bring the service coordinator on the line, maybe, so we can discuss it together?
Yes. Yeah. The gal that was helping me, just because of his like status, because he's dementia and everything like that, she just was really adamant that I receive the pay that I should get, because he's just receives a lot of care. Mm-hmm. So if I could talk to someone about that, I mean, if there's just like, she was just suggesting that I should at least try to get 16 an hour because of his care. So I don't know if there is any way that I could talk to someone about that.
Sure. Let me see.
Or
see
how to go.
Let me see.
Okay.
we could definitely do, I would do for you 1525, but let me check if I could do higher than that. I do want to satisfy you.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Can I put you on a brief hold?
Yes, I really appreciate it. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you. While I get the rate, let me just explain to you how it's going to work if you get like $15.25 an hour. So if you get $15.25 and then going to equal to the overtime hours are going to be around $22.80-something, around $22. So when I do 22 times 16, it's going to be $3.52 just for the 16 overtime hours.
Okay.
And then
so it would be $32 extra if I got the $16 per hour.
Right. So actually, if we give you the $15.25, if we add up the overtime and then split it to all the hours, would you like a blended rate? It's going to equal that you get over $17 per hour.
So how does that work, Yusuf?
So basically, you're going to get for the 40 hours $15.25. And then for the 16 hours, you'll be getting 22, a little bit more than 22. And if I add up all the hours, the 16 times 22 and the 40 times 1525, and then I split it up into 56 hours, it equals that you're going to be paid for every hour over $17.
Okay. I mean, I do understand the math there.
Mm-hmm.
If I could talk to someone to see if we can do 16, that would be wonderful.
Actually just put in touch with my supervisor, and she's like, 16 wouldn't work.
Okay.
How about we start with a 1525, and then I see if we can go up.
Okay. I don't know why someone would tell me from the state that I should be getting 16 and then you're telling me that it's hard to get that, you know, because of the care that he needs. So, can I take your phone number and give you a call back?
It'll be a help for you if I find out if I can give you $15.50 per hour.
Yes, I mean, that would be helpful, just because I don't know, you know, I just was with this gal for like 2 hours, and, you know, she was very helpful, and I know, like, his care is, you know, it's a lot, so that would be great if you can, yeah.
Sure, okay, let me just find that out.
Okay.
Well, to be honest with you, I don't think you're going to be able to get 16 at any other agency. That's a very high rate in this county.
Okay.
And even the 15-25 is a pretty high rate. We usually don't do it. But I did want to say
okay.
to you and, you know, make sure you get a good rate.
That would be wonderful. Thank you.
Sure.
This process is very overwhelming, so it's
right,
just...
I understand. That's why I just want to see you settled, right?
Thank you.
Sure. I'm sorry, it's taking a minute. I just want to make sure I get all the information. All right?
That's okay. Yep. Thank you.
No problem. I'm just going to put you on a quick hold, all right?
Okay. Yep. Thank you.
Right now, I can do the 15-25 for you, and I will definitely try to see if I can get you the 15-50. Do you want to take my direct phone number so you can give me a call back?
That would be wonderful.
Sure. So
what is your... Yep, I'm ready for you.
Okay. 267.
Uh-huh.
551.
Uh-huh.
7425.
Okay, perfect. And your first name again?
Chaya. Chaya.
Chaya. All right, perfect. Thank you so much, Chaya. I will give you a call back in a little bit, if that's okay.
Perfect. Yeah, sounds great. And just tell that lady from Keystone
okay.
that you spoke with me and let her know what I offered you, because we do work a lot with Keystone First.
Okay, great.
Okay.
Sounds good. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
All right. Bye-bye. You too.